Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And what I felt the Lord say was that Trump will restore America's relationship with Israel this year. There's going to be a restoration work take place there. You see, any nation that curses Israel will be cursed. It's just Bible. Any nation that blesses Israel shall be blessed. And I'm not talking about, you know, the nation of Israel doing everything that is perfect and that. I'm talking about God's commitment to Israel. He will discipline nations. We are not to do that. But he is calling us to bless Israel so that we will be blessed. America was actually very close to being severely cursed due to the previous administration's actions against Israel. Now, I'm not saying that as a judgment or a criticism. I'm just speaking Bible, that when you start harming Israel, you are setting yourself up for harm, okay? But Trump is going to turn it around. So as a result of this positional restoration as allies of Israel, America will receive blessing from the hand of the Lord. And so blessing is coming. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be an easy year for America, because there are going to be some tumultuous things. There's going to be like tensions inside the nation, but it's going to work together for good if the church will pray. God has positioned Trump, and our God is a forgiving and loving God. So any mistakes that have been made in the past, he is willing to forgive as we align. So if we positioned ourselves to curse, to be cursed because we're not blessing Israel, then as we turn to bless Israel, God will forgive us and heal our land. And so I see that coming for 2017. Trump is going to need a lot of prayer this year. He is in a battle on a very, very high level. There are high-level demonic spirits that are there ready to attack and assault. It's just like David, what we just, you know, read about in Samuel. When the enemy sees the anointing of God, he will come against. So the church needs to arise. It's not enough to say, oh, good, we've got a new president, let's see what he can do. No, the church's responsibility is to keep the government safe, the president safe, the land safe, and we cannot let down our guard. We cannot take this lightly. And Julie, you pray regularly for the president.
We pray regularly. And I encourage you, just the houses of prayer and churches, that when you have your prayer meetings, put our presidents. We need to be praying for our leaders and our government officials, but we pray for Donald Trump and his the people that he is putting in office, and just pray for, I feel like we need to really pray for
his
protection
life.
For their lives.
Yeah.
And because of the plans that God wants to do through.
Yeah. And a lot of things are not going to be understood now. Trump obviously is not a perfect man. Okay. That is an understatement. And I'm not trying to lift up a man. Okay. We are trying to follow the purposes of God and bless the purposes of God and walk in them. But he is going to need a lot of prayer for wisdom, for insights, for righteousness, righteous thoughts to fill his mind, but also truly he's going to need protection over his life and other people in his administration as well. America is going to have great breakthroughs and will be used to help other nations encounter breakthroughs, but the battle is going to be fierce on many fronts. So pray lots in tongues. Mm-hmm. I think tongues is going to be critical. Now, Johnny Enlow, who is a prophetic friend of ours, which I've really enjoyed a lot of his prophetic words, he has a word about Trump and an angel called Union that I'm going to read for you. He said, I believe that Trump will be the most important president since Abraham Lincoln, and that our nation will in the future have a before Trump and after Trump historical perspective. I believe that the United States' great angel named Union has been ordered to step in, as he has not been asked to step in since Lincoln's day. I also believe a great angel of reformation that was from that day has also been released at this time, and it is for the 2.0 version of reformation. Heaven is in a very interventionist mode with America at this time, and it is going to take some getting used to for many who don't understand America's assigned role among the nations. The United States was formed and fashioned with the foundation of freedom and liberty as a gift to the nations. The nations of the world were hopelessly stuck in dead-end cycles of tyranny, war, and devastation. America was and still is the interruption into those cycles, and the call extends well beyond anything we have so far seen. God's commitment to seeing America through has not wavered despite our many weaknesses, and this will become increasingly evident to those who have eyes to see. America is also called to be the protector and guarantor of Israel, and it is a primary calling. Because of that call, military might is a must for America. So please pray for the troops and for all those involved in the military aspect as a deterrent to the foolishness amongst the nations. You know, he also got an acronym for Trump, T being transformation. He says this is what happens to people and to the macro narrative itself. Reformation, I've got a word on that later. This is what happens to the seven mountains of society. Union, this is a great angel over us and his specific assignment. Momentum, we will shift into full-scale destiny momentum. And prosperity, transformation and reformation are both a root and a fruit of prosperity. So I think he has some really good insight, and I've put that into the document there for you on the 17 words for 2017. So, Julie, I know that you've got to leave shortly, but do you have anything that you want to share about America, about Trump in particular, about what God's plans are for America in 2017?
Well, I know that when Trump was still not the nominee yet, I had had a dream where basically in the dream, I was driving a car and I parked it too close to a cliff. And in the dream, I was saying, just, you know, get out of the car, just ditch the car, ditch the car. And in the dream, he was actually very calm, and he just said, calm down, which I feel he would do, just calm down. Because I feel like we're ditch America, just ditch, you know, we've just, and it's just all the negativity and the gloomy words, but he said, just calm down. And he actually climbed over the seat and he backed the car up and put it in a safe place. And I feel like I've always felt like he was like he's the trumpet. He's a trumpet. He's like the Winston Churchill, and he's calling things, you know, a lot's going to be exposed this year. And so I just have a lot of hope, but I feel like the two things, number one, that the intercessors, we have to pray, because too many times we're like, oh, okay, this is what I want, and turn all negativity into prayer.
That's awesome when you think about that. Now, the Lord spoke to me specifically and showed me October 3rd, 2016, that President Donald Trump would be the president. And he showed me that he's going to bring all the people, basically the people are going to get the White House back. It's the people's house. And
very, it's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, really. We the people, right? And that things were going to turn around. And that's what she saw, is the car was getting close to the edge and everybody was panicking. But, you know, and we talked about earlier, this is a year of restoration. Well, that's what she's talking about. He is able to back the car back up. You think, have we gone too far? You know, all the words that we were getting, like the ship's on the edge, the waterfall's getting close, the planes are going, the wings are falling, like, ah! And God just like slammed things on brakes, and they begin to just back them up. And this is an exciting year. As a matter of fact,
Israel. What are you doing with Israel?
Oh, the last thing that happened in the past administration was one poke at the apple of God's eye, you know, Israel. But that, with one phone call, that was fixed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.